Welcome to the Bedford First Assembly Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Bill McKee. We're always encouraged to know what God is doing through this ministry to transform lives. If you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know by sending an email to connect@bedfordfirstag.org. For more information about Bedford First Assembly and to watch the live stream of our services, visit www.bedfordfirstag.org.
Take your Bibles, if you would, turn me to Matthew's Gospel. Let's take another look here, another chunk of the Word. Hallelujah. Is anybody here thankful for the Word of God? I was thanking the Lord this morning for the privilege of being able to preach His Word. What an honor, what a privilege to be able to do that. I still remember the first time, I would have been about 8 years old, and there was about 400 kids and adults in a tent on 38th Street up in Indianapolis, and I got to preach the first time. Wow, that was grand. Still remember it. I know that means more to me than it does to you, but it still was fun. Matthew's Gospel, the fourth chapter, is where we're at in the 12th verse. Listen to these words, read along with me. It says, when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. What we have here is Matthew's statement of Jesus' public ministry beginning and his preaching ministry beginning. The text gives a quote there. It's probably highlighted, verses 15 and 16 from Isaiah. I want to read that from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. It says, nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the greatness of his government and of peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Hallelujah! The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Wow. I think about those kinds of words when I think about as Jesus' ministry was beginning. I don't know what heaven is like exactly. We have little glimpses of it. But can you imagine this morning with me what heaven would have been like as Jesus stepped up to begin to preach about his kingdom? I mean, it was one thing for John the Baptist, and John the Baptist really is the last of the Old Testament prophets. And so he would have been as those Old Testament prophets. And I'm sure that there was stirs in heaven as men and women came to know God as they turned from their sin and repentance and were baptized. I'm certain of that because heaven always rejoices at the salvation of souls. Amen. But just imagine with me. Now, the Son of God has left heaven. The Word of God has descended from heaven to come to earth and was born in a manger, lowly estate, working for 30 years as a carpenter, living there in Nazareth, not gathering people around him, not talking about the kingdom, not making a splash, if you will. Just imagine, though, what happened in heaven when Jesus stepped out to begin to preach. I told you a moment ago of my foray at 8 years old. It wasn't very long. As a matter of fact, you probably wish I would preach about as long as I preached at that time. But John 3:16 was my text. And I prepared with everything I knew how to prepare and stepped into it. I was excited to do so. I didn't care that there were 400 kids sitting out there and adults and everything. It didn't matter. It could have been a million. It wouldn't have mattered. It was just the opportunity because the Lord had his mighty hand, if you will, upon my life since birth that I would preach. And so, good or bad? Sorry if it's bad. That's the way it is. He called me. So I realized, I just realized what a day that would have been when Jesus stepped forward of the celebration that took place in heaven, because now, when Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is near, it wasn't John the Baptist predicting it. Jesus was beginning his kingdom, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Stepped up to preach. Wow, I would have loved to heard him preach. I enjoy it. Very seldom as day go by that I'm not listening to someone else preach. How I would have loved to have heard Jesus preach. We have snippets of his messages. We'll start on it next week when we go into the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. But to have been there when the Son of God, the Word became flesh, when he would take those Old Testament passages and make them real. Can you imagine? Those of us who do this, in our life, we recognize the foolishness of preaching. We recognize that 30 or 40 minutes that we would get up and share, that out of that amount of time, we are fortunate if people walk out with one single thought. And many times it's not the thesis that we carry, but it's just another thought, some illustration, some word that spoke that rings a bell or sets off a chime inside of them, and they gather up on that, and that's all that they hear as they walk forth. Jesus realized that, but he went forth to preach. Amazing. Luke chapter 1, verse 76 through 79 says, "And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way before him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of sins." This is talking about John the Baptist. "Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come down to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Jesus, in his teaching and preaching, used contrast a great deal. Narrow and wide gates. Wise and foolish buildings.